District 15 stretches north through the Matanuska-Susitna Borough up to the borough's border with Denali Borough, then heads west to the border of Lake Clark National Park. That's a lot of territory for one representative to take care of. Republican Mark Newman has been doing the job for two House terms now.
It's just so diverse in the different type of issues that I have to deal with, you know, with different communities, fish in the river, or, you know, or maybe lack of fish in the river.
Lack of fish, lack of jobs, lack of money are some of the things the diverse residents have in common.
There's a lot of Alaskans right now that are in a very dire strait.
Newman's pushing for more jobs for Alaskans. He says that begins with vocational training. He's backed and gotten past two bills aimed at boosting voc ed in schools. His bill HB 61 provides tax incentives for corporations that contribute to middle and high school voc ed program. Newman's home is in Big Lake, still rural but close to Wasilla sprawl. He's got goats and chickens and says he leans toward an agricultural lifestyle.
Agriculture is growing just in the farmers markets. Fresh produce, that's gone from a $1 million to a $4 million industry in the last 3 to 4 years.
He's worked to get the Fresher by Far program started, helped out on a task force on the state's dairy industry, and he supported efforts to start the new Matanuska Creamery. But his focus these days is on energy and oil's link to state revenues.
I expect the state to be in a deficit mode in 5 years, maybe six. Definitely by the time we get a natural gas pipeline built, that'll be 12 to 15 years out. Well, with less oil coming down that pipeline, then we're going to be in a hurt.
Newman says he's not at all that happy with the AGIA contract, which he voted against, nor the state's energy rebate, which he voted for. Both items passed during the recent special session.
You know, I mean, this was $1 billion. What I would have preferred is to see investments long-term, build a bullet line, build some type of long-term energy relief program. If we had a gas pipeline from Prudhoe Bay down here, the foothills down here, we could cut everybody's heating bill in half that's on fuel oil.
He had rather that money went into the constitutional budget reserve.
To say that we've got all these huge surpluses, knowing that we already have these huge debts that would wipe it right out, I'm very concerned about that.
District 15 challenger April Moore comes from a rural background, too. Her parents homesteaded in Alaska in 1959, and she still lives on the old Trapper Creek property.
I'm a very conservative person. I think my motivations are more towards representing the people of our district. Since I have lived here most of my life, I'm very connected to people and the problems here in our district.
She served on Trapper Creek's Community Council and Fire Service District and worked in borough lands management and served on the borough's Transportation Advisory Board. She's now on the board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers.
I am a bridge builder. I have really strong rapport with people when I work with them. I have an ability to bring people together and get things done.
Moore says the people need jobs, and she endorses the Kinnick Arm Crossing.
I would like to see that happen. I think that we need to be looking down the way 30 years and realize that if we don't want the congestion of Anchorage to be concentrated around Wasilla and Palmer, we do need to open up the western side of the borough.
She says she'd like to see a rail link to the Kinnick Arm plan. And regarding the proposed natural gas line, she says she supports the concept of AGIA but doesn't think our Alaska gas should go through Canada. Moore backs the All-Alaska Port Authority plan to pipe gas to Valdez. Moore is against state subsidies. She says the upcoming energy rebate could set a precedent.
I think that the rebate was a good thing. I also think that we need to be very, very careful not to rope ourselves into something like that over a long term.
Moore says she's in favor of exploring renewable energy sources. Energy, she says, encourages industrial growth and jobs. I'm Ellen Lockyer.